Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
You're listening to SBS Radio Serbian. Today, we're talking about the construction industry, and joining us is Professor Srinath Pereira from Western Sydney University. Professor, welcome, and thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Sophia. Good to talk to you.
Recently, there has been a lot of talk about the suffering tourism industry, the transport industry, particularly aviation and the cruise industry. Today, we want to find out a little bit more about where the construction industry is heading. Our capital cities are definitely still dotted with cranes. It seems everywhere I turn, at least in Sydney, it's scaffolding left, right and centre. From an outside perspective, I'd say that the construction industry is doing fine. They seem to still be working. Is that the case, however?
Well, from outside, yes, construction industry is working because construction industry never stopped working during the pandemic. We continued working and it carries on. But the issue lies in the supply pipeline of work coming into the industry. Now, as for the work that was there, yes, it's been carried out, but it is the problem of new work coming into. So what we are, everybody in the construction industry is talking about is about the valley of death, things like that, is because the pipeline coming in, bringing in new work is drying up. So there's no investment into the sector or less investment into the sector, and therefore new work is drying up. That's the big issue the industry is facing.
The federal government seems to be concerned about the construction industry and that sort of smaller scale building. They're predicting a downturn in the productiveness of this sector and introducing some new measures. And this was confirmed on Wednesday evening that eligible Australians will be given $25,000 to build or substantially renovate their homes in an effort to boost demand in the construction sector and keep builders employed. The scheme will give $25,000 grants to eligible home loaners, but of course, there is always, as always, there's a catch. They will have to spend at least $150 of their own money in order for this to work. What are your thoughts on this scheme that's been announced? Do you think that this will help the industry?
Short answer, yes. You need to understand the composition of the industry to see why it is. Now, construction is the second largest industry in Australia, contributing about 8 to 9% of the GDP into the industry. So it's a big industry, employs 1.1 million workers, and every new job in construction relates to about 4 new jobs added into the economy. So because construction is not just happening on its own, it is connected to many other industries and many other sectors. So there is this rippling effect, multiplier effect in construction. And that's why governments always, in case of recession, downturn in economy, turns to construction industry to boost economic activity and bring in new jobs, new growth in the industry, growth in production. Looking at construction, about 90 to 95% of companies in the construction industry are small and micro level companies. And as I said earlier, these companies are more connected with building sector, small building sector, housing sector production side. So because of that stimulus, they are offering, the government is saying they are allocating $688 million to support with this $25,000 investment plan for housing and house renovation, new house build type of activity, definitely will help, because there is the possibility then there is more investment. People who have stopped construction work or put it on hold will now be in a position or incentivized to start up that project. And that will create jobs for the tradies, plumbers, bricklayers, concreters, everybody will have work to do. So that will boost this economy.
So you think that this is a good enough incentive? People will jump on board, and at the end of the day, something productive will come out of this in terms of economic growth and sector growth?
Yes, that will come out, but it also depends on how bad the whole economy is affected. Yesterday we heard that the economy is going into recession. I mean, in the last quarter, it was in recession. If it is in recession for another quarter, it is officially the whole economy is in recession. So this is after 29 years that Australia is going into recession. So it's new territory pretty much to most of the people. So how well this will be adopted also depends on the capacity of the individuals, the households, to get on to their construction projects or the planned activities that they were thinking of doing. But of course, there is a nudge now with the cash incentive coming in through. There is big opportunity for people to incentive for people to get on and go with their projects, development projects that they were planning for their households or for new house builds, investment housing, things like that.
Mm. Do you think that maybe that $150,000 of your own money to start and to be eligible for a further grant application, do you feel that maybe that is high or that that's going to be a barrier, considering that it's not just the construction industry that's suffering? A lot of people have lost their jobs and, you know, getting together any kind of money savings in this context might be difficult. Do you think at all that in this climate people are looking to home renovation, or are they just thinking, let's save up as much as we can and not do anything?
That's the biggest worry. I think that kind of money pouring into sector would be a stumbling block. There's no doubt about it. Given that lots of people are becoming unemployed and other people, their incomes are reducing, people are not in the mode of investment or house improvement or further development activity. So having a threshold of that level of investment makes it a bit difficult for people to, unless really you're thinking about building your own home and have big plans for that and have a deposit there for you to start with, then it will be a difficult task. But on the plus side, if you look at we have unprecedentedly low levels of interest rates at the moment. So people are in a position to take advantage without hurting too much as well. So there is two sides in this. It is difficult to see 100% where this will play out. There is a lot of positivity in this approach, but then there are some hurdles for people to go over with.
You mentioned earlier that 8 to 9% of the GDP comes from the construction industry. Is Australia making the most out of its economic opportunities within construction?
Australia is generally doing well in construction, but I'm talking relatively, but there are so much of activities coming up, especially in New South Wales. The New South Wales government is taking initiatives to improve the state of construction, and a new bill is in the parliament right now, and these are all to improve and regulate the industry and make the industry better. So there is big opportunities there for construction in Australia. Actually, Western Sydney region is the construction hotspot for the whole of Australia. And if you take the whole of Australia, the most amount of construction happens in this region. And this is fueled by the new Aerotropolis around the Western Sydney Airport. And these activities definitely are the things that the government will be looking for to boost the economy. If we are going into recession, and if it is confirmed in the next quarter, it's most likely to be confirmed. And if that is the case, this is one of the major avenues available for the government to boost the economy.
Will be interesting to see how this plays out in the future. Joining us today, Professor Srinath Pereira from Western Sydney University. Thank you, Professor Pereira, for joining us.
Thank you, Sophia.
Dajte like, podelite, komentarišite. Pratite SBS Serbian Facebook profil.